This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and it is a Thursday, and that means it's time for Cinema Chat. Now, Cinema Chat has a little bit different tone and tenor these days. Obviously, Russ is no longer coming into studio as we honor social distancing requests and stay-at-home orders from the governor. And the theaters, they're not open. However, there are always movies available, and the Michigan and State Theater and its Michigan Theater Foundation team, they're making sure that you have access to those as well. Russ, thank you so much for joining us in this most unusual of ways. We'll just have to keep doing this for a while.
Yes, we will. And we had a really great week last week. We did a special Passover Easter presentation of the 1923 silent film The Ten Commandments, which was directed by Cecil B. DeMille. And we had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that have watched it.
That's so great.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So our organist, Andy Rogers, provided a live accompaniment to this silent film. And it was so popular that we're going to make silent films something that we do kind of regularly, probably every other week, something like that.
Well, that's nice. Yeah. And you're going to make the organ player play 2.5 hours every week?
That's right. He played 2.5 hours straight, which is typical for a silent film. But then, anyway, it was great. So it's both a live thing, an interactive thing, and it also harkens back to the early days of cinema, the early days of what the Michigan Theater was built for, which was silent film with the Barton organ and an orchestra and all that kind of good stuff. So we're super happy about that. And we really have a wonderful lineup of films. Now, you can stay at home and watch Netflix and Hulu and all kinds of other TV shows and movies on TV. So it's a good way to catch up on things. But we're working with our distributors to have new films that play and kind of exclusively through the Michigan Theater. Now, there are other art houses all over the country that are doing the same thing. So it's not exclusive in terms of Michigan Theater is the only place in the world that you can see them, but there are these art houses and the distributors that we're working with have put together some really interesting programs that were to play at festivals, that were to play at art houses, and we're very excited about that. And this week, we have a film called Beanpole, which was Russia's nomination for Best Foreign Language Film or Best International Film. We'll find out more about that. Last week, we featured Cat Videos, the best of the cat
which is
video
so strangely
festival.
And bizarrely popular.
It's very popular. This week we have a documentary on a dog doctor, so it's called Dog Doc. We're going to celebrate Earth Day next week. We're opening a film that is called Earth, conveniently. And then we're going to have a special Q&A session on Earth Day, which is April 22nd. So there's lots of new stuff that's opening up. We also have things that we've opened up in previous weeks you can currently access as well. And you can do all of this. You can access all of this. Some of it's paid, some of it's free. If you go to the Michigan Theater website, which is michtheater.org, that's michtheater.org, you can get instructions on how to log on. And again, some of them have a nominal fee like a normal movie ticket fee. Some of them are free, and you can check it out when you go to the website. Well, the Dog Doc, which opens tomorrow, is about a maverick veterinarian named Dr. Marty Goldstein, and he's a pioneer at integrative veterinary medicine, and he uses a very holistic kind of treatment plan for his treating dogs, and people literally come from all over the world to have their dog that has been diagnosed as untreatable treated by Dr. Goldstein. It is a miraculous and very heartwarming story, and you can see that at the Dog Doc opening tomorrow. This Russian film, Beanpole, is set in post-World War II Leningrad, with two women, astonishing newcomer actresses that you really want to check out, have an intensely bonded fight side-by-side with anti-aircraft gunners in an attempt to readjust to the world that is left after World War II. Beanpole, again, was nominated for Best International Film by Russia, and it was on the short list, but clearly didn't win, but definitely worth checking out. And then Earth is a documentary film, several billion tons of Earth are moved by humans annually with shovels and excavators and dynamite. The filmmaker observes people and mines and quarries all over moving this around and looking at what the impact is on our environment.
Of course.
And that's going to play the 17th through the 23rd. But again, we have a special screening with a Q&A with the filmmaker on Earth Day, April 22nd. Again, you can find out more about that if you go to the Michigan Theater website, michtheater.org.
And we should take note that this next Wednesday is, in fact, Earth Day, and it is the 50th anniversary, and the University of Michigan was central in putting forth the very first Earth Day, and celebrations would have been massive in this area if we were not under the restrictions we are currently living under. So this is a kind of a good way to engage and take note of what we're doing here locally as well.
Absolutely, yeah. I was in Tappan Junior High School in 1970 when the first Earth Day happened, we were all about it in middle school very excited to know what was going on down in the Diag, and it has been a major celebration in our community for 50 years. But one of those things that have been postponed or called off because of the Corona-19 virus. So anyway, celebrate at home. And this is a good way to celebrate.
This is 89.1 WEMU. You're listening to Cinema Chat. The other voice on the other end of the phone line is Russ Collins. And sorry to interrupt you. What were you about to say?
Well, the other thing that we're doing are virtual watch parties. But now these are when something is playing on some television channel. It's not particularly special for the Michigan Theater. But a bunch of people will coordinate their viewing. They'll get on a regular Netflix or some streaming service that has a repertory of films, and then we'll log on to a social media site and simultaneously watch the TV that's sitting in your living room or TV room. And
as
then
social
on your
as
computer,
you can get.
That's right. And then on your computer, you log on to this virtual watch party, which is done on Twitch. And then everybody can watch the film together. They can comment back and forth. It's actually a lot of fun. And so what's going to happen is the 1981 film, The Evil Dead, which was actually shot here in Michigan.
Yeah, it was like Lansing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And there were both the University of Michigan and Michigan State students that were involved in making the film. It became a big, big hit and a great horror film legacy. So that's going to be Saturday at 9 o'clock, Evil Dead. Go to Netflix, tune in, and at 9 o'clock you can log on to both Netflix and then Twitch TV and then be there with your fellow Evil Dead lovers and comment and enjoy that film. As if you
I've
were
never done a virtual watch party. Have you done that yet?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It certainly is different. Go check it out. Nick Alderink from the Michigan Theater staff leads that, and again, it is a lot of fun. Well, those are the new things that are happening this week. If you missed the Cat Video Festival, now this is just a 40-minute version of the Cat Video Festival, but you can go check that out. It's the best of the Cat Video Festival that has been put together by a guy by the name of Will Braden for many years from the Walker Center. From Minneapolis, Minnesota, a great, great art museum. Go check that out. That's a lot of fun. Etruscan Smile is a film that has been very well reviewed. It stars Brian Cox from HBO's Succession, and he plays a rugged old Scotsman who is just kind of an unhappy guy by nature until he meets his new baby grandson, and then he finds a new reason to live, and his personality is transformed. You and I have had that experience ourselves.
Yes,
Brian Cox gives a fine, fine performance and a familiar but very affecting drama. Etruscan Smile is currently playing. Extraordinary is set in Ireland, a lonely driving instructor with supernatural powers. She's not really that thrilled with her new supernatural powers, but she reluctantly uses them to save a teenage girl. Gets involved with another gentleman, and maybe a romance is going to be started. But it's an interesting combination of a horror film and a rom-com all put together, and it works out really well. The reviews on this are very good. And then Phoenix, Arizona is about a couple of goofy guys, a graphic novelist and a chef, and they decide to get a bowling alley and make the world's greatest pizza, and it's a midlife crisis drama comedy, and Phoenix, Arizona is also a lot of fun. There are six other films that are playing, including Fantastic Fungi, which is the most popular film of the year in the art house world. And we have some free screenings of the National Theater Live. Treasure Island opens this week. You can check that out. The Penny Stamp Lectures are playing, and you can see those on DCTV on Fridays at 8 o'clock, but you can also log on to the National Theater website. The Metropolitan Opera is also playing with free screenings every day. And for the kids, we have kids shows from Theater Works. Those are also free. So stay safe, stay strong, stay quarantined away in your house, and check out a movie.
Go to MishTheater.org for all the information you need. You'll find all the information and links on our website at WEMU.org. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and thank you for listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood at home.